You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Is it too late in the process, though, to change that?
Nothing's too late, bro. Everything's made up in politics.
The Wire. Environmental organisation Forest and Bird says while the changes to the Fast Track Bill are appreciated, they don't go far enough. Particularly, the bill's prioritisation of project development over environmental protections is a core principle that hasn't changed throughout the Select Committee process. I speak to spokesperson from Forest and Bird, Jeff Key, about the changes to the Fast Track Approvals Bill and what more Forest and Bird is looking for. So, to start off on the Fast Track Bill, the government recently announced some changes to the bill. Overall, do you think these changes adequately respond to public concerns?
They're a step in the right direction, but the fundamental problem with the Fast Track Bill still remains, which is it overrides environmental standards.
And so the changes that are going through, does Forest and Bird still have concerns around, what are the specific concerns that Forest and Bird still has around the state of the bill?
So we have three main concerns. The first one is the bill puts development ahead of environmental protection, so it overrides conservation and environmental laws. That means projects that are really bad can still be approved, in fact, will have to be approved. The second problem is a lack of local involvement in the decision making. So people who, say, are downstream from a mine or a dam, and we saw just in the past few days in the Crimean, or what happens with old mines polluting rivers, the people who are downstream, they don't get to make submissions on it. They don't get to talk about their concerns or interests in the process that the bill sets up. And then the third problem is no one actually knows what projects will be approved by being for fast track by being added to the bill, and the Select Committee considering the bill itself won't get to see that list. MPs will only see the list pretty much a few hours before they have to vote for it, and that's not good enough.
The government says that publicising that list of projects might lead people to make submissions on individual projects or consider those instead of looking at the bill holistically. What might you say to that?
You can't separate the two. I mean, that's the simple thing, is this bill is about fast-tracking projects. The Select Committee deserves to see what those projects will be and what impacts they will have. And certainly, members of Parliament, before they vote on the law and add that list of projects to the law, they deserve to know what they're voting for, right? They're there to represent us, the public of New Zealand, and they have quite a heavy responsibility. They deserve to know what they're voting for.
There's also talks of possible environmentally friendly projects approved through the bill or projects that would support green infrastructure. What might you say to those?
In the past few days, a wind farm expansion was approved under the existing fast track in the law. So we can all, you know, the government can already fast track clean renewable energy under the existing law without it being an issue. This is not about fast-tracking clean development that's environmentally responsible. It is about overriding environmental standards. That's the main change in the law that they want to put through. There's already a fast-track. They can already fast-track things. The big change is the override of environmental standards.
Does Forest and Bird believe that the bill can continue in any state as it currently is or with any changes?
It still needs a major rewrite. So we haven't seen the government's proposed changes to the bill, so we can only go by what they've talked about. We want to see the words on the page, as it were. But unless the environmental override goes, and unless people can have a say on projects that impact on them, then, you know, the bill is completely wrong. It needs fundamental change.
Did you have anything else you wanted to add?
This is just one of a whole raft of things that are going on to lower environmental standards. So we've seen how the government is now wanting to import liquefied natural gas instead of building solar. We've got next year about 14 different regulations are going to be rewritten, and they all seem to be aimed at lowering environmental standards. So what we're seeing is our environmental laws being converted into a polluter's charter, and it's very wrong.
That was spokesperson for Forest and Bird, Jeff Key, speaking to me about changes to the Fast Track Approvals Bill. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Wire on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.